Just got off the golf course himself. Where are you golfing today, Tommy? Like, how did this tournament even go on in the rain?
Greg's, I'll tell you what. We got held up on the 16th hole. I'm standing behind the Lemongrass Grill food truck. Absolutely phenomenal food. It's blocking the wind. It's pouring rain. It's cold. I've got a great group with me, thankfully. And it's the Liberty Classic in support of the Neurosurgery Kids Fund at the Stollery, as well as the Edmonton Down Syndrome Society as well. So great cause. Bundle up, layer up. But, man, it's been rough. Like, I'll give you a weather report right now. Miserable. How does that sound?
I can imagine. Oh, geez. Like, yeah. How's your hair holding up? That's the real question.
Oh, it's totally wet and matted down and under a hat, thankfully. Otherwise, it would be a total disaster, you guys.
I love it. Well, hey, it's kind of a disaster a little bit for the Elks organization. They've got more players tested positive today. Their game's being postponed this Thursday. No word yet on when it'll be replayed. Their president, Chris Preston, believes it will get replayed, maybe potentially even in Edmonton if they can't find a suitable date in Toronto. But this is one where, you know, based on what we saw in Buffalo and Vancouver with outbreaks, I think there's a chance that the numbers could continue to grow here in the next few days.
Yeah, and I mean, they ballooned pretty quickly, as we saw today. And man, we're up to 9 total for the Elks. And listen, I know the league's trying to bend as much as it can to accommodate both teams. And, you know, we heard the style that they wanted to go at this with was similar to the NFL, with if you didn't have enough guys vaccinated or you couldn't dress 36 players, you know, you'd forfeit the game. But it seems like the league's working with the teams and is willing to kind of bend as and cater as much as possible for the Elks. But this is a concern, you guys. We knew this was a possibility. And, you know, we heard Sir Vincent Rogers talk about he was vaccinated and that's a breakthrough case. And now this thing is going around. I'm a little bit concerned. Hopefully they nip this in the bud real quick and we don't hear any more positive cases. But that's a team in close quarters. I know there's a lot of protocols in place, but guys, it's certainly very concerning right now.
You know, how do you think this can kind of affect a team? Just got their first win, you know, probably excited to get on the field again and try to get a second win. Does it you know, can it unravel what they did their last game or slow their momentum down, maybe, perhaps?
You would think so, Struz. But you know what's funny is, remember in hockey when the Habs came back and the Canucks came back and they won those first games both against the Oilers? You're just like, what's going on? So maybe it has some reverse effect where it brings the group together. I don't know. This is football. That's hockey. It's a little bit different scenario, different mindset. But you would think that everything that the Elks did right the other night in BC, especially on offense and defense, special teams, okay, different story. This kills the momentum. And Toronto would have been a tough game. What they did against the Bombers on Saturday was very impressive. They've been playing well under Ryan Dinwiddie. I know they have half the Calgary Stampeders roster on their team from 2 years ago. But, yeah, maybe it does kill the momentum for the Elks, or maybe they take advantage with the guys that are healthy and, you know, the guys that are going to be on the shelf recovering, and they find ways to go over tape and film and look at their deficiencies and work on that. And then when everybody gets the okay to go out there, maybe they're extra sharp, because instead of a short week like they were going to have playing again on Thursday, they have that extra time to prepare, and maybe it benefits them. But one thing's for certain about COVID and how teams have handled it when they've been postponed is you don't know what to expect. It's a wrench that gets thrown into the plans, and sometimes for whatever reason it seems to work out. At least on the hockey side it has.
Yeah, and speaking of the hockey side, OEG reported earlier today that they are planning, and this isn't a big surprise to me. I actually wouldn't be surprised if they weren't planning this. We've seen other teams do it, and you know, some are saying, well, why wouldn't they just announce it today? Because OEG is working on trying to figure out the logistics, so when people arrive at the game, to show proof of being fully vaccinated or potentially provide a test within 48 hours that says that you tested negative for COVID. Like, those are basically going to be the only two options, and the logistics are going to be a challenge. I don't think there's any debate on that. Now, maybe something will change. You know, maybe we'll get passports by then at all possible, or there'll be something you can go online to access your records a little bit easier. But I'm curious to see how that's going to play out. But you can't be surprised by this. I would have been more surprised if they didn't have a plan like this in place, when I think virtually every organization in North America, for the most part, is going to have this moving forward for the upcoming season.
Briggs, and you basically nailed it on the head. I mean, the dominoes are starting to fall. We're seeing other teams kind of leading the charge. We know here in Alberta, it's been a little bit more lax than other parts of Canada. And, I'm sure OEG, the Flames, are doing, like you said, their due diligence. And I feel like it's probably headed in that direction. And listen, our numbers in terms of vaccinations in the province are looking generally pretty good. I think it was creeping up to close to 70% with two doses of the vaccine for those 12-plus, which is a good sign. And do you remember when the Stanley Cup bubble was here and they tried to roll out, the NHL did, that Clear program? They made all of us in the media download the Clear program, where we had to punch in our vitals, we had to scan our phones when we got to the door inside the building, it took our temperature. It kind of keeps track of everything that way. It's just an app on your phone. And I've heard that that's what some teams are looking to do. Now, I don't know if the Oilers are going to be doing that specifically, but they tried to implement it during the bubble here last year. And if they maybe now have more of an understanding of how it works and they can logistically roll it out and they get the majority of people who are coming to the building on board with it, maybe that's the way we see them go. And I think they're in airports too, the Clear program, the little kiosk. You go up, you basically have the app open. It has all your statistics and your vitals, and you basically scan your QR code to get in. And it I remember it did a temperature check on you. So essentially, boys, it could be painless, and it's as easy as an app, and we all use apps on our phones.
Tommy Gazzola joining us for the Gazzola Chronicles. You know, Tommy, when the NHL's training camps start, it'll be the third season that this has been affected by COVID. You know, I've tried to put myself in a position of a guy that maybe started his first year in the league, like Lafreniere, the year that, you know, COVID came down. And now you're looking through, like, you know, for some of these guys, it might be a number of years before they have what I'd call a completely normal year in the NHL.
Right. Like, a true experience or a true grasp of the day-to-day of the NHL, because right now it's been this weird, first it was a bubble we saw, like I mentioned, and then last year it was basically a moving bubble, and there's probably going to be restrictions for these guys already. In fact, I know all the guys that are at the rink practicing already, all the training staff, equipment staff, those guys are in kind of a semi-bubble right now. And they're taking all the precautions necessary so they don't have any situations, unfortunately, like the Elks that occur as we, you know, try to move past all of this, and we're not quite there yet. You're right, Strudy. And the other thing, too, is, like, all the kids that have been stunted in their development, have been stuck without playing, like the OHL last year didn't play, other leagues in Canada didn't play, kids that are developing in hockey basically they practiced last year, so it's been really weird. It's going to see what the ripple effect is from all of this. And you're right. There's guys in the NHL now, rookies namely, that haven't had the true experience. Who knows what the ramifications will be or how it affects people down the road. But it's crazy how long that this has lingered. And hopefully, fingers crossed, you guys, we're coming out of this in the coming months. I really hope so. I want to be positive about it.
Oh, I'm with you. I think most people would feel the same way.
Yeah.
Right now. I do want to get your thoughts, Tom. Have you did you watch The Malice at the Palace on Netflix?
Yes. Crazy. Absolutely insane. Just the Ron Artest, the way he was back then, and Jermaine O'Neal and Reggie Miller trying to contain all of those guys, and then to go into like the ins and outs of how that all went down was absolutely crazy. Just an insane night. I remember that, guys. Like, when was the last time outside that Bruins brawl in at MSG in the 70s have we seen anything like that before?
Yeah, it was interesting to me, Struds. I don't know if you've seen it yet or not. I highly recommend it to anybody who hasn't watched it. If you like sports and kind of gives you, you know, the angles behind and all the things that went about, that happened, with it. right? And, you know, Ron Artest, hey, I probably shouldn't have went in there, but, you know, at the same time, like, you know, guys chucking stuff on you when he's laying there, it looked like it had calmed down. But the maybe the most interesting thing to me, and I like what Steven Jackson said, is when Indiana's own teammate goes up to Ron, hey, now you can take your free foul. Like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing at that point? You know, why are you trying to antagonize the guy, you know, to go after Ben Wallace at that point? Like, and it was just a little push. And that's like what Reggie Miller said. He goes, that happens all the time. Yeah. In the NBA back then, like those kind of pushing matches happened all the time, and it was it just how quickly it escalated and where it went to. It was really unfortunate, but man, it was I really thought Artest, you know, came across very honest, and you know what, it still bothered him to kind of, you know, what happened to Reggie Miller, and I think we forgot just how good the Pacers were at that time. Like, they were good.
And it's incredible to see the type of person Meta World Peace, formerly known as Ron Artest, has become. Like, he seems like a genuine, sincere, thoughtful guy. But back in the day, boys, he was a maniac. And that was probably the pinnacle of his time as just a crazy wild man on the court. And Jermaine O'Neal, I didn't know he was that thoughtful and articulate, well-spoken. I remember when he was a Raptor, they came through town, played an exhibition game against the Nuggets here, and I remember interviewing him, and he was great, but he was kind of a hot dog. But now to listen to him and he reflects and to give his perspective on that one insane night at the Palace when they were taking on the Pistons, I was like, wow, I kind of understand this guy. But if anyone hasn't checked it out, Malice at the Palace on Netflix is a great mini-doc. It really is.
It was very good. Struz, you seen it?
I haven't seen that one. No, I honestly, I didn't even heard of it. So it's a Malice at the Palace, and that's when that big brawl broke up between the two teams. I remember
yes.
that.
Yes, it's great. If you like documentaries, it's fantastic. I highly recommend it. So we'll see. Tommy, get back to your golf game. Stay dry, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
I'm already soaked, boys. Talk to you tomorrow.